performing arts was always in the back of my head, like, oh, when I'm done with football, I'm gonna do this. But I think the gears really started senior year. Me and Al Jackson, we had an audition for a play that year, Lil Abner, whatever. I mean, I don't even know, bro. Just doing that play was just a beautiful experience, man. It was like the closest thing I ever had to those butterflies, the excitement and the adrenaline rush that you got from playing football. That was the closest thing outside of that I ever got. So it was just, the wheels were turning. And then when I went to my first college at Winston-Salem State, they didn't honor the scholarship they had offered me, right? They didn't earn the scholarship, man. And so that was a tough year. And then after that, I didn't do well academically. So I was going to go to Central to, you know, do summer school and get my credits right. And then when I tried to go back to Winston, financial aid was like, nah. So I was like, all right. So I went back to Central and I'm like, okay, yo, I'm going to try out for football in the spring. And man, I don't know, man. It's a lot in there, but the seed of parties had been popped in my head at Winston when we was at like the table one day because I was real poor. And it was like, yo, you know, this dude prime time, he was broke just like you or whatever until he started throwing the party. So then once I got to Central, I had planned on trying out for football. But then I don't know. I don't even remember what came. Matter of fact, it was Miguel Pena.
I do remember Miguel.
He was like big bro to me. And like, yeah, he was always talking like, yo, Quan, you got to get that party thing going, man. Get your business license. You know what I'm saying? You got to do this, man. I'm telling you, get on me. Then I was like, all right, you're right, man. And I started the parties. I mean, that was it.
Yo, shout out to Miguel, man. He was a real solid dude. I do remember Miguel, man. That's crazy because now we're going back through these thoughts here and talking to somebody that I actually grew up with. It's like, yeah, like these names. So it's dope to hear that he was an influence in helping you sort of get to that next level. And so you were throwing the parties, but like, did you see yourself as throwing a party so that you could create a space for you to do your stand-up? Or like, were you just throwing parties trying to make money? Like, at what point did the comedy actually say, you know what, I'm going to write jokes and tell them to an audience?
Man, that's... So when I was doing parties, in the back of my head, I knew I wanted to be an actor at some point. The back of my head. And I was doing the parties because I don't know, I felt like it was entertainment. Maybe it was going to lead somewhere. I'm not even sure what exactly I was thinking. But I don't know. I kind of just fell in love with that whole creating something and then maintaining it because that was from scratch. And from there, it was just a journey, bro, because I remember at a point I was doing the parties and I was like, yo, I'm not sure if this is going to go where I wanted to go. So I stopped doing parties and I did spoken word for like a year or two, where I was like the spoken word guy. And then from there, I just started hanging around the theater department. I was hanging around the theater department, did a few plays at Central. And then, you know, I'm just kind of hanging around, just really figuring it out. I don't even remember what happened, but I just remember one year I put on my goals list. I was like, I'm going to try to do stand-up this year. You know, it was, because stand-up for me was not, I thought you had to be somebody, not me, to be a comedian. You know, like people like, who was it? It was Cat Williams was popular at the time. I wish I could remember who was, but that persona, it felt like you had to be, yo, I'm keeping it real. It felt like you had to be somebody that wasn't me. So I didn't think I could do it. And it was on my to-do list. And the people I was hanging with in the clubs, like, yo, you should do it. And then eventually I finally worked up the nerve. Mr. Chambers at Central, he had an open mic. One of actually my video production professor. And he had an open mic. And that was where I went to try it out at Papa Mojo's. The name of the spot. Yeah, Papa Mojo's over on 5554.
They're not there no more under the same.
Yeah, oh, they were gone a minute ago.
Yeah. That's crazy. So yeah. So you said video. So what did you study there at Central?
English and mass communication. So mass comm, but it was paired with the English. That's what's crazy about it. It was paired with the English department at the time. So we had to take all these English classes and, you know, reading all these stories and Macbeth and, you know, we're reading these stories and having to analyze them. And like, I hated it, like with all my heart. And then on the flip side of that end up being what I end up pursuing. Like, I would have never guessed that how the English part was probably like the most direct thing to where I am now.
Can we talk about that? Like, because as I've grown older, I've started to, I think, highlight or realize value in education in ways that I didn't necessarily anticipate. And I think oftentimes when we're young and in school, we're like, when are we ever going to use this? Like, why am I reading such and such? And then you fall into a career and you're like, yo, I'm getting paid to do to basically the fundamentals of just like reading, math, writing, like at a high level, the higher and higher you go. Like those are the skills that push people like through to I would say like executive levels and you be in the boardrooms. It's all a bunch of papers with writing. Somebody wrote that shit and somebody's got to read it and got it interpreted and understanding. Like, so like from your point of view, like what would you do different if you, you know, in that undergraduate experience, seeing how you study what you study now, knowing you're doing what you're doing now, like what would you go do different? Or if you could go back, what would you do different to prepare yourself for what you're doing now?
Man, that's tiered, man. So if I'm thinking about the arts, I think like early on, I knew like I wanted to say like pursue. And it's so weird because I keep talking about acting, but I'm a comedian. You're like, wait, what? I knew I wanted to pursue act. But you know, if you talk about doing acting, where we're from, people would just tell you how that's a horrible decision. If you fail, you're going to have to teach. There's no future in that. So it was, but I knew I would have, if I could go back, I would have accepted what I knew in my heart I wanted to do. And I would have possibly majored in theater at Central or even Winston. But I think in my heart, I knew I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to get to like a big city. I would have jumped cities and went to like an acting school. You know what I mean? Because I used to look at the brochures back then, but I was just like, I don't know.